Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, August 25th. Grey Bruce OPP say they are investigating a serious collision at Grey Road 3 and Side Road 8. OPP say at about 1:15 this afternoon, police, Grey County EMS, and the Chesley Fire Department responded to a two-vehicle collision in the township of Chatsworth, just south of Peabody and east of Chesley. Police say a driver was airlifted to a London area hospital with life-threatening injuries. A portion of Grey Road 3 is expected to be closed for several hours. Detour routes are in place. South Bruce OPP say one person has died after a collision on Highway 21 in Kincardine yesterday afternoon. OPP say it happened between concessions 7 and 9. The crash involved a motorcycle and a pickup truck. One person on the motorcycle died as a result, and the other was airlifted with serious injuries. In another collision, South Bruce OPP have identified the victim of a fatal crash in Brockton. Police say on Sunday, just before 3 in the afternoon, they responded to the crash at the intersection of Highway 9 and Bruce Road 3 west of Walkerton. OPP say one of the involved drivers, 56-year-old Vivian Hilmy of Scarborough, was taken to a local hospital and pronounced deceased. Huron County OPP say a 37-year-old Hanover resident is facing a drug trafficking charge following a vehicle stop in Wingham. According to police, on Monday they stopped a motorcycle for having an unauthorized license plate. Police say a search revealed the accused had a large amount of suspected meth, estimated at $22,000 in street value. In Owen Sound, emergency services were called to a marine rescue this morning, but firefighters say it turned out there was no one in distress. Inter-Township Acting Fire Chief Jeff Gutro says they, along with Owen Sound firefighters, OPP, and the Coast Guard, attended just northeast of Owen Sound around 7 a.m. Gutro says they were dispatched after the OPP received a call from a resident who said they heard someone call out for help. Gutro says after spending about an hour and a half searching, emergency services did not find anything. At the time the Intertownship Fire Department was leaving, the OPP and Coast Guard were still on the scene. Bruce Gray Owen Sound now has an NDP candidate in the federal election. The riding association says school teacher Chris Newdorf is their candidate. Newdorf moved to Bruce Gray Owen Sound in 2016 after spending a good part of each summer in the area as a child. He's a teacher with the Blue Water District School Board. Newdorf intends to run against Conservative incumbent MP Alex Ruff, Liberal Party candidate Anne-Marie Watson, Anna-Marie Bosbrook for the People's Party, Michelle Lawrence for the Green Party, Libertarian Dan Little, and Independent Raima Kaikkonen. Ruff is the only candidate who has been officially confirmed by Elections Canada so far. On the federal election campaign trail today, party leaders talked about taking on big companies as well as mental health. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau is promising to raise corporate income tax rates on big banks and insurance companies by 3% on all earnings over $1 billion and establish a Canada Recovery Dividend so they'll contribute more over the next 4 years for Canada's pandemic recovery. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh criticized the Liberals and Conservatives, saying they have allowed telecommunications companies to rip off Canadians. Singh says his party would work with the CRTC to force those companies to bring down rates, which he says could save the average family $1,000. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole says the mental health crisis is the epidemic within the pandemic. He promised a national suicide prevention hotline. O'Toole wants to increase health transfers to the provinces by at least 6% a year, which he says doubles current funding to $60 billion over the next decade. There are 660 new cases of COVID-19 being reported in the province today, along with one more virus-related death. The Grey Bruce Health Unit reported 0 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 5 resolved ones for a total of 28. Canada has confirmed its largest evacuation from Afghanistan to date. Ottawa says 535 people crowded onto a plane that left Kabul Airport yesterday, which is the largest number of people on a single RCAF flight so far. With the U.S. sticking with its plan to withdraw its forces by next Tuesday, Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan says Canada's armed forces need to start planning to withdraw as well. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 39 points at 20,587. The Dow Jones is up 39 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.43 U.S. cents, up 1/100th of a cent. And the price of oil is 68.10, up 56 cents a barrel. In sports, Robbie Ray takes the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight as they continue a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox at Rogers Centre. The Jays and White Sox have split the first two games. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League, the Port Elgin Diamond Devils face Tara at 8:30 this evening, and Owen Sound plays its final game of the Major Series Lacrosse Classic tonight. They take on Brooklyn at 8. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.